The Strathalbyn Antiques and Collectibles Fair returns this month on Saturday, August 20 and Sunday, August 21. You might be able to find something fabulous in an equally fabulous place in the world. Linda McLaughlin from the Strathalbyn Tourism Association joins me now to discuss. Hi, Linda.
Hello, Jenny.
How's it all coming together?
It's coming together very well. We're getting very close to the event now. Not many sleeps left. Mm-hmm. Everybody's very excited. The dealers are all very excited, all ready to come and set up. They're wonderful things for everyone to come and hopefully find something fabulous to take home.
That's what I love about something like this. I'm not huge on shopping at big places, but there's something really special, isn't there, about delving in and finding a little gem.
That's so very true. A lot of the dealers who exhibit and sell at this fair only do antique fairs too. So if you do come along, you can be assured of seeing something that you're not going to walk into a lot of shops and be able to find. So it really is a special opportunity. And it's a wonderful atmosphere. Everyone's happy. Everyone is doing something that they love and is able to talk and speak about something that they love. So it really is a most enjoyable weekend.
And it's across a couple of different locations within Strathalbyn. There's a couple of halls, right? So there's quite a lot going on.
There is a lot going on. We use the Town Hall on High Street, and we also use Carruthers Hall on Coronation Road. Carruthers Hall was formerly called the Show Hall, if anyone's wondering what this new hall is. We also have Gilbert's Motor Museum as part of the package. So the two halls have the antiques and collectibles in them. And the Gilbert's Motor Museum, of course, is a fabulous destination full of history, wonderful cars across all sorts of eras, and wonderful staff who just love showing you through and helping you enjoy that experience. So overall, it's a good package.
And Linda, is the Sunday Treasure Market on this year?
Absolutely. That's one of the most popular aspects of the fair. It's outdoors on Sunday from 7:30 a.m. for the early birds. It's at the Oval on Coronation Road, and it will be a huge gathering of all sorts of people with all sorts of things to sell, from bits of garden items to household items to even good collectibles as well. So that's something else not to be missed. That is put on by the Rotary Club of Strathalbyn, and they always do a wonderful job with it.
Yeah, sounds good. So what kind of, can you give us a bit of insight into what some of those stalls are about, what, you know, some of the people behind those stalls?
Some of the dealers have been well known to people. They have previously had shops, or you might have seen them before. Others are exhibiting for the first time. Some have come from interstate. They sell all sorts of things, from jewellery and silver to glass and china, things that you might put in your office, in your kitchen, maybe outside, in your man cave. Hmm. Another bonus this year, of course, will be the two markets in the Gilbert's Motor Museum. The one on Saturday will have a lot of blokey stuff, which will appeal to the guys. The one on Sunday is our regular monthly Sunday market with bric-a-brac, produce, all sorts of things. So overall, visiting the halls, catching the bus between halls, walking through town in and out of our shops and our antique shops, makes it all a very good experience.
Oh, that sounds so much fun. Linda from the Strath Tourism Association's with us talking about the upcoming Antiques and Collectibles Fair. Not this weekend, the weekend after. Remind us how the Strathalbyn Antiques and Collectibles Fair started.
It's been going for over 30 years now, and it began as a remedy to the winter blues that some of the businesses were suffering after a long cold winter. It also replaced the penny farthing race, which was a very popular event which was held here but ceased. So the group, the Tourism Association, got their heads together and decided, right, this is something wonderful that we can do and that would suit Strathalbyn.
Beauty. Yeah, because whenever I go to Strath, I'm just kind of blown away by the beautiful stores that there are there and the appreciation and passion for vintage things.
Strathalbyn itself is a very historic town. It's a beautiful town with the Soldiers' Memorial Gardens in the centre of it. It has a lot of history, and a lot of those original buildings have been very meticulously maintained and repurposed for shops or residences or cafes. We have four lovely old pubs. The town itself is beautiful, and there is a real sense of history, and it's therefore, I think, a natural place for antique and specialty shops to have been set up. And because there is so much to see, along those lines. There's no excuse needed to come to Strathalbyn. You're always going to find something that you're going to enjoy and want to take home with you.
Where's your shop, Linda?
My shop is All in Good Time Antiques, and we're at 12A High Street. We're down the Adelaide end. We're a little removed from the other shops, but I hope well worth those few extra steps to come and visit.
Will you be having a stall at the collectibles fair?
I will have my shop open, so I hope that everyone will come and visit me and all the other shops in Strathalbyn whilst they're going in and out of the halls as well.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And yes.
Make a day of it.
Make a day of it. Make a weekend of it. Some people stay overnight. Accommodation's fairly tight at the moment, but we're only a 45-minute drive from Adelaide. We're close to Murray Bridge, Victor Harbour, all those other towns, Mount Barker. So if you want to come up on Saturday and then think, oh, I need to go back again on Sunday, why not?
Why not? So I understand there'll be some shuttle buses as well, which might help people out a bit.
The shuttle bus will run between Carruthers Hall and Gilbert's Motor Museum. The museum's only a short step from the town hall, so it's easy to jump on and off the bus and then walk to and from the town hall as well. The shuttle bus is provided by Link SA and is a wheelchair accessible bus with a lowering system. So it means that those people who might normally find it a little bit difficult to get around have the opportunity to visit the fair and enjoy as well.
Great. And how can people get tickets?
Tickets are available at the door of each venue of the Town Hall, Carruthers Hall and the Motor Museum. They take the form of wristbands. They're $10 each. Accompanied under 12 are free. So you buy your wristband, put it on your wrist and just show it at the door at each venue and on the bus, and that allows you in and out of each place as many times as you wish.
Great. It's the Strathalbyn Antiques and Collectibles Fair, August 20 and 21, not this weekend, next weekend. Sounds really wonderful. Thanks so much for joining me today, Linda McLaughlin.
Thank you very much, Jenny, and we hope to see you at the fair.